Welcome to the Rockin' Wellness Podcast, the show that takes you on a voyage to better health, wellness, and happiness that will rock your world. With me, Rachel Joy Olson, your host, your coach, and your biggest fan. All right, welcome to episode 2 of the Rockin' Wellness Podcast. Today we are going to discuss how to align with and rock your core values. So really, we're going to be talking about how your actions reflect your core values and how you spend money, or in the way you spend your money, supports the things you are passionate about. So we all work hard for our money, I'm assuming, right? We all do. So it's important that we make smart choices about where we choose to spend this money. But do you realize how you spend your money and the way you choose to live your life completely reflect your core values? So you might be thinking, okay, well, what exactly are those? So core values are the rules that you choose to live your life by. They are the non-negotiable things that you have decided are important to you. So core values help you establish personal relationships, guide your business decisions, give clarity to who you really are and what you stand for, and help you take action without the need for explanation. So some personal core values might include for you health, freedom, money, family, ethical treatment of animals, human rights, etc. There's so many things that could potentially be core values for you. So I want you to work with me here. If you can right now, grab a piece of paper and a pen or open the notes app on your phone or iPad and take a moment to write down the top 10 things that you think are the most important to your life right now. So if you're listening to this, go ahead and press pause for a moment as you do this. Or feel free to do this later and just take notes. So you're going to write down the top 10 things that you feel are the most important to you in this life right now. So now that you have your list, I want you to then circle the top 5 most important values from your top 10. So again, you can either write this down to do it later or press pause to do this now. So you're writing down, or sorry, circling the top 5 most important values from your top 10 list. And finally, you'll write these values down in order of importance. So again, you can pause this now or do this later, but write them down. So reorganize them, write them down in order of importance from number 1 all the way down to number 5. All right, so great job now that you're done. Look at your list and really allow what you wrote down to sink in and resonate with you. This list might change over time, and after you've been able to give it some thought is often where you might want to change it. But this is a great place to start. So however, it's a good idea to revisit this list on a regular basis as it will change, right? Some things that you might feel important to you now might not be important to you in 5 years. Or if you look back as to what was important to you 5 years ago, might not be important to you anymore, right? You think about a teenager, they might write down, all right, my friends are important, you know, free time is important, you know, those sorts of things, which would have been important to me as a teen. But now, you know, friends aren't on the top of my list. My health is at the top of my list. Don't get me wrong. I value the relationships in my life, but health is definitely number one. So let me share with you my top values as an example. So my top 10 values are health, freedom, money or financial freedom, family, animal welfare, integrity, connection, adventure, compassion, and respect. And that's not in any particular order, okay? So now I've restructured this and my top 5 values in order of importance are health, freedom, money, family, and compassion. Okay, so also remember that your personal core values are likely different than your professional core values. So you might want to make a second list that reflects your professional core values and just notice how they're different, right? So what's important to you at work might not necessarily be as important to you at home. So these will be different. So now that you have your core values on the top of your mind, let's take a look at how you align with these values as you live your everyday life. So one way to figure out if your values are in alignment with your lifestyle is to take a look at the places that you choose to support or shop at. Right, those of us who live in North America buy products and services on a regular basis, but often we're not giving enough thought to who these companies are and what they believe in. Let's say, for example, you are someone who chooses to live a compassionate lifestyle, like me, and you can't stand the thought of contributing to any animal cruelty or the destruction of our beautiful planet. So if that's the case, and this is a value to you, it will be very important to make sure that the products and services you buy do not go to companies that support these things. It seems pretty obvious, right? For example, let's take a look at makeup companies for all you ladies out there. The cosmetic industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. However, before most products hit the market, they go through extensive testing. So for someone whose values are compassion or animal welfare, you're not going to want to buy any products that test on animals, right? It's going to go completely against your core values because unfortunately, any of these tests are very painful and cause a lot of suffering to animals. So I see this sometimes in the vegan community of which I'm part of, and I'm often kind of, you know, tilting my head, like, you know, you have your dog kind of just tilts the head when they're not really sure what you're talking about and going, you know, okay, so you're saying that you support this, but yet you say your value is over here and they're just not aligning up. So I think it's really important, and we might not realize that, right? We're just not thinking, we're going about our lives. So it's important, I think, to stop and say, okay, all right. So again, ladies, if you wear makeup, and your values include compassion and animal welfare, take a look at the brands that you're using and if they test on animals. If they do, stop using the products immediately, right? If they don't, great, keep supporting them and help them do more. Now, this is thanks to many people who are protesting this cruel act, right? So a new bill has been passed in Canada that bans cosmetic testing on animals. So, and that's because people have said, we're not going to support this. Right? So anytime you spend your dollars on anything, you are saying yes or no to supporting that company's behavior. So when you have a moment, maybe it's now or later, I encourage you to spend a few moments going through your house and writing down a list of all the major brands you use and any companies that you support. So anything from food to cleaning products, makeup to clothing, and do a search online and just see what best practices these companies use to develop their products and services. Right? Again, its services are no different. If you are supporting someone whose values aren't in alignment with you, that energy is just going to be a little bit off and you're just not going to feel that great. You might not even notice what's feeling off at the very beginning. So now that you've got a list of your own core values and you've got a list of the companies that you support, take a look to see if your values are in alignment with theirs. So here's how you can do this. Ask yourself a series of questions based on your own core values about these companies. So some of these questions might include things like, does this company believe in ethical sourcing of ingredients, or do they contribute to animal cruelty and destruction of the environment? That might be alignment with your core values. Again, I'm going on kind of mine, but you'll want to just go on yours. Does this company support human slavery, such as poor working conditions and below fair pay for employees? So, you know, if you're somebody who's really big into human rights, as I think a lot of us are, we likely don't want to support human slavery, right? Meaning, you know, poor working conditions, below fair pay. And a lot of people, unfortunately, in this world are struggling with that, right? There's people who are actually living in those conditions. Next question, does this company test their products on animals or humans that causes suffering, disease, or death? Next question, does this company do good things for their community or do they take away from their community? So I think it's really important when we support any company, we take a look and see, you know, how are they contributing to their own personal community or to your own community? Are they enhancing the community as so many great companies do and can with their resources? There's also some out there that just don't, right? So are these companies or small business owners or an individual person, are they contributing positively to the world? So that to me makes a big difference, right? So the answers to these questions and how you choose to proceed are ultimately based on your own values and what you believe to be okay. So personally, once I identified a variety of companies whose products and services I was using, I was astonished to find out that many of the companies I was supporting didn't align with my personal core values. So health being my number one core value, I'm looking at some of these products that I'm using and they're full of chemical ingredients that are known to be carcinogenic, which is cancer-causing agents such as sodium lauryl sulfate in toothpaste and aluminum in deodorant. Some companies I noticed, like the makeup companies or body care products that I was using, were testing on animals, while animal welfare and compassion are another one of my core values, so I can't support companies like that, right? So it's really important to make sure you're not doing that. And some companies use child labor or were causing destruction on the environment in some way. Now, in saying this, I do understand that sometimes we just don't know what's happening behind the scenes. Any company could be contributing to any of this. But I think if we can just do the best that we can, even with some of the little steps, we'll make a big difference. You know, it's not about perfection here, right? It's about being imperfectly perfect. I love that statement, being imperfectly perfect, doing the best that you can because every little step counts. So after doing this kind of research, it actually made me sick to my stomach to know that I was paying some of these companies to keep doing what they were doing that didn't align with what I believed in. I knew at that moment I had to change my ways, be more responsible with my spending, and pay attention to who and what I was supporting. Now, there's obviously some things that my money goes to, such as, you know, government. That's, you know, a whole other topic that a lot of people are talking about right now, is that a lot of, you know, my taxpayers' dollars are going to things that I don't believe in at all, but you can't do a lot about that, right? You can do that by, you know, voting and, again, supporting the companies and the people that are in alignment with value. So you got to do what you can do. So, you know, after you've done your research, you now have a choice to make. You can either turn your head to unethical behaviors and poor practices, or you can go forward with your eyes wide open and refuse to support them. If the company in question has core values or business practices that are in alignment with your own, and you feel that supporting them will make the world a better place, then awesome. Keep supporting these places and recommend them to as many people as you can, especially when it comes to, you know, a small business owner, for example. This will really help them grow and keep doing wonderful things in the world. However, if the core values or business practices are not in alignment with your own, then you know what to do. You need to stop supporting these companies immediately, because the more money you give to them, the bigger they get, and the more they think it's okay to keep doing what they're doing. And, you know, I'm seeing this sort of thing a lot in the media right now, as I think a lot of people are going, hey, wait a minute here. You know, what are these people doing? Do I want to support this? And I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, I don't want to support this behavior. I think that's, you know, we're lucky to still at this moment have some human rights. We don't know what the future is going to hold, of course, because things can change. But we're lucky right now, I think, to have human rights. Our freedom of speech, I think, is getting taken away a little bit, as there's a lot of censorship out there right now. It seems that, you know, with the situation of the COVID-19, that if you say something that doesn't necessarily go with the mainstream thought process or mainstream media, it seems like that's being censored, which I think is unfortunate, because, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with hearing what everybody has to say and then drawing our own conclusions. You know, everybody is not right. Everybody is not wrong. There's just different opinions. So when you're really trying to go forward and make some of these choices, let's say, for example, so we'll use, we'll just use one of my values, for example, and that's compassion and animal ethics. So for example, if you're buying meat products or any sort of animal products that from a company that is cruel to their animals, so that would be any factory farm that they provide poor living conditions, they are cruel to the animals, and they say, and if you buy from them, you're actually saying, yes, I support this behavior. Right? And I know that's kind of an icky feeling or an icky thought for a lot of people because we don't think about that a lot of the times, right? You know, we see these pretty little packages in a grocery store and we often don't think, well, where did this come from? And is this in alignment with what I believe in? If it is, I mean, great, go ahead and support it. That's just the way it is, right? The purpose of this conversation today is, you know, are you living your life in alignment with your core values? And as I mentioned earlier, so many people kind of feel anxious or their energy feels a little bit off. And I really believe that part of this is because, you know, we say we believe in one thing or we want to maybe believe in one thing, and yet our actions are doing something different. So in, you know, today's episode, I'm really just trying to encourage you to say, let's get in alignment here, because you will feel less stressed and you'll feel a lot better. And it may be something that you've never even really thought about. So today's the day you get to think about that and really think about what your values are. So on the other side, if you choose to buy animal products from a local farmer who takes excellent care of his animals, or better yet, you choose not to buy meat, dairy, fur, or leather, right? Because I mean, really, if you don't believe in animal cruelty, there's no place for purchasing those sorts of things. But if you just choose not to do that, you're voting no to these practices. You're saying, I don't agree with this. And that's okay, right? So again, if you think it's okay to move forward, let's say, for example, you know, let's say there's a local company in your area. There's a small business that does such wonderful things for maybe homeless people, or they just, you know, they're always so positive and just bringing light to the world. And, you know, I've got a couple of companies that I would say I support because of that. You know, are they the cheapest places? No, likely not. But am I okay giving my money to places that actually are supporting and doing positive things? Absolutely. And I'm okay paying a little bit more money for that. So now going forward, before you purchase any product or service, research the company and its best practices to ensure you are only supporting a company that isn't harming you, another living being, or the environment. By being a more conscious, informed consumer, you are contributing to the protection of all living things and upgrading the world we live in. Always remember, with every choice you make, every purchase, every action, you are voting with your dollars. You are either saying, yes, I support you, or no, I do not support what you do. So I hope you take a moment to rethink what and who you support. Every choice you make in your life either reflects and supports or goes against your core values and what you believe. Here are some examples of how to live your life in a way that reflects your core values. Number one, if you love humans and humanity as a whole, serve as many people as you can. Help people in need, spread a message of love and compassion to as many people as you can. And that does start with yourself, right? Practice unconditional love for yourself and for the people in your personal life, your professional life, your community, no matter what. And treat everyone on the same level, regardless of race, gender, religious, or political beliefs. Loving unconditionally, which, you know, it's hard because we all have our opinions and our thoughts and our beliefs, but just, you know, loving somebody unconditionally and being open to who they are, so important. Number two, if you love animals, don't eat them or support violence towards them. This means any animal and not just your pets. All animals are the same, just like all humans, regardless of race or color or species. They all have a soul. They all feel pain and they all want to live just like we do. Number three, if you love this planet we are so blessed to live on, then do everything you can to prevent its destruction. Drive an environmentally safe car or drive as little as possible. It's been wonderful, actually, in this COVID-19 lockdown to not have to drive as much. You know, I'm doing a lot more walking, more biking, and it's really quite wonderful that really majority of the world right now is driving less, and that's having a better, more positive impact on the environment. Use less or use no plastic. Plastic is horrible for the environment. It doesn't break down. It sits here forever. Recycle as much as you can and place food items into compost. Some people don't realize how important that actually is. And again, don't support companies or political leaders who are not environmentally conscious or who are in alignment with your core values. I know you might not agree with everything, some political person might have or a company might have, but just, you know, choose the ones that are in most alignment with who you are and what you believe in. You know, so again, just to be clear, living a life in alignment with your core values is not about being perfect. You know, I'll tell you, a coach of mine used that term, imperfectly perfect, the other day. And I just thought, wow, that is exactly it. I've spent my entire life trying to be perfect. Well, number one, no one's perfect, never going to happen. And that's the best way to drive yourself insane, right? Is trying to be perfect. So living in alignment with even your core values, you're not going to be perfect all the time. You know, sometimes you might be like, bang on and, you know, just rocking those values. And then over here, you're like, oh, you know, but I really want a cell phone and I know how bad it is and this and that, right? So it's like, you know, it's, I think really it's just being aware and doing the best that you can. What does matter is that you're always working towards your best and taking the small steps each day to be better. That's all it takes, right? All it takes is a little time just to educate yourself and then make smart choices based on what you learn. Maya Angelou once said, when we know better, we do better. And that's where education and learning as much as we can and learning all the information out there, not just what we are being told, but actually taking the time to learn all the information. So now that you know how to vote with your dollars, and now you know how to live in a way that aligns with and allows you to rock those core values, you are ready to make a difference in the world. Spend your hard-earned money to support the things that mean the most to you. Until next time, my friends, keep rocking your wellness. Until next time, my friends, keep rocking your wellness. Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Rockin' Wellness Podcast. Make sure to visit my website at www.rjowellness.com, where you can subscribe to the show and check out all the show notes. While you're at it, if you found value in this podcast, I'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you'd simply tell a friend about it, that would help out too. You may choose to join the RJO Wellness community to take advantage of the freebies, courses, and coaching that will take your voyage to the next level, or support this podcast with your monthly membership. Until next time, my friends, keep rocking your wellness.